El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
All right, you guys, happy 420, everybody. Hello, my baby. All right. So the question is, describe the situation when and where you were the most high.
Wow. Frank. Oh, shit. The time I was the most high, I was stuck in this club called Buddha, and I smoked like 4 blunts with my boy Pee Wee, rest in peace. And when I got to the club downtown, I got stuck. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was, like, left or right. So I just stood still for, like, a good half hour. That's how fucked up I was.
Yo, I'ma just jump in because mine is really generic. I wish I had a fantastic story, but it was, like, right before I lost my virginity. Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. Wow.
Damn.
It was, like, there was no other explanation. I was like, all right, I think this has caused me to be ready.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, 420. Thank you for opening the door. Maybe it is a gateway drug after all. A gateway to D.
Oh.
Anyway, Jamie, what about you?
I was actually high and really high because it was on a plane.
Oh, shit.
And I started bugging out because the pilot was going to come out and like see me and think I was a flight risk and throw me off the plane. And I started getting paranoid. I started like hitting people with my book bag when I walked in the plane, like turning left and right. And I just hit them with my big ass book bag. And then the only thing that calmed me down was watching a Knicks Nets game on the airplane TV. That actually got me less high. So thank you, New York basketball.
What, for being so boring? Is that
for being so bad? Well, at the time they were both bad. So
that's a downer.
They're still pretty both. I think the Nets are a little better now, but at the time they both suck. So, yeah.
I think it was the first time I tried the volcano vaporizer. It was at Angel's house, Frank's best friend, and I think I took too much. It's like inhaling, I don't know, 25 blunts at the same time.
Man.
I blacked out and I like ate like 5 pounds of shrimp and that was the rest.
Okay, Forrest Gump.
The Latinos Out Loud Podcast. Yo, what's the deal, yo? This is kind of crazy. Hi, this is the Latinos Out Loud Podcast. Happy 420, live from the She Loft. It's Rachel La Loca.
Yeah.
I'm here in the South Bronx. I can't get over how Frank looks like he is in jail, and this is his last moment of freedom. Bago.
Yo, yo, yo. This is Jay Ferns in the Fortress of Ferns right now.
GG.
Frank, what's the name of the PO? What's the PO officer name, Frank? What is it? What's
his
name?
Is there bulletproof glass in front of you right now? Is that why we can't hear you?
No, guys, I'm doing like a real, we are all in jail. So I wanted to like make a makeshift jail. You know, I made it really look like it's real. I'm Frank Nibs. Latinos are loud.
Wow.
Jamie, I have a serious question for you. How close are you to text message your barber and ask him to come over to cut your hair?
I texted my barber, how are your antibodies? I want to know if your antibodies are strong, because I'll take the risk if you tell me that, you know what I mean, you took that antibody test, because that's like the nearest, that's like the next best thing of actually taking the real COVID-19 test. Like, you could just check to see how many antibodies you have. So he hasn't texted me back. I think he's like ignoring me.
Do you want more antibodies or less antibodies? Like, what do you want? What's the better end of the spectrum?
I don't know the number. I think you just need to have really like strong ones that really are, they need to like have abs, you know, your antibodies have abs and like a chest. They need to be jacked. You know what I mean? So you want like a real body. You want it to be as jacked as possible to fight off any sort of
antibody.
Definitely. So you know what I'm saying? And
you need a body.
I do have a lot of barbers. I do have a lot of barbers, but like they're MIA. I don't even see them like posting on Instagram and shit.
Damn.
Too bad we're not in Georgia, because in Georgia they're actually opening up on Friday barbershops and hair salons and everything. The state of Georgia, you'll be able to go back and get haircuts. But
Mike, what are your barbers telling you? I know they must. I know you got a 2 or 3. Like, who's gonna get hit first?
2 or 3. I've had the same barber for 18 years, and before that's true,
but I know you got the second dude that you keep on always on the side. I know both.
No, I don't. I actually don't. You know what? The last time I went to LA, I didn't have a haircut because I'm so faithful and I don't know. The thing is that my barber the last 5 years has created new side hustles. Like, he sells sunglasses. He's got a hair salon in DR that he flies out to. He never gives me a heads up. He never tells me like, yo, next week I'm gone. No, I have to find out. And then the other barbers look at me like, yo, you could cheat on him. We ain't gonna say shit. And I'm like, come on now. So I hit him up every 2 weeks. I still send him money because I'm going to feel real bad if I don't see him in like 2 months. And I'm like, hey, what's up? So I support. I still send him money for.
Now he's selling like vitamin C pills and shit. Yo, papa, yo, just take 2 of these, yo. That shit come right out. Any disease, come right out.
Speaking of risk, what is with this Cash App wheel thing? What's this? What's the risk behind doing Ooh. That?
Does anyone know about it? Is it just me, or is anyone seeing this in their timeline?
I saw people talking about pyramid schemes, so I didn't really know what it was about, though.
It's the octagon. So apparently, you know, with the stimulus check, people are being a part of a whole scheme. It's so funny because I'm reading on Twitter. It's like, yo, a pyramid scheme never works, but because you invite strangers on social media, it's going to work. So apparently it's like an octagon. And then the person in the middle gets people to pay, put in 100. They collect the 800. They leave. And then you work your way up to the middle. And eventually you get your $800. But the problem is, if you're in the last part and people dip, you're assed out. You ain't making no money. And it's like, it's a pyramid scheme. But people think because it's shaped as an octagon that it's not a pyramid scheme.
Oh, so my God.
It is crazy. I feel so uncomfortable because I was talking mad shit yesterday, and then I'm still seeing Instagram people like, 4 spots still open. Make that money. I got some mad DMs like, oh, why are you talking shit? It shit works. Can you send me 100? I'm like, nah, not falling for that shit.
Wow.
Frank, you haven't seen that? None of your cousins hit you up?
It sounds like an Amway scheme to me. I don't know if you guys remember Amway. Back like 10 years ago, everybody was doing Amway. They're all the same. Yeah. They're all the same.
Or it's a Avon. Hustle. Avon. A Avon's a scheme.
Yeah. Wait, was Avon a scheme? Hold on.
What? I mean, like, it's kind of, because it's basically like, when they try to get you to work for them, that's the scheme. When they're like, yo, work for us, but all you gotta do is tell your friends about Avon products. To me, that's a little bit of a pyramid, because it's not like they're giving you customers. You gotta get customers from your own. You know, your own Rolodex.
Yeah. As soon as you have to hit up your friends and your family members, they'll be like, yo, what's up?
That happened to me in college. There was like a cutlery spot. It was like, yo, you want to make some money, college students? And then I went, and it was this whole, like, it was like this office, and they were just telling you how to sell cutlery. So like knives and scissors that could cut through pennies and shit. And I was like, yo, what the hell is this?
Do you still own it?
No, I didn't buy it. First of all, I didn't know. I thought they were going to give us customers at the end. And then the guy who was running it was like, yo, you're a pretty good salesman. I was like, I was feeling good about myself. Then at the end of the thing, he was like, all right, everybody, call at least 10 people that you know and to set up appointments to sell this. And I said, hell no, I'm not alienating everyone I know for this shit. Nope.
You know, that's the thing about it too, because back in the day, it was harder, because now you could just text message people like, yo, join this shit, check it out, click on the link. Back in the day, you had to call people, be like, hey, what's up, cousin? I haven't spoken to you in 2 years. By the way, I have a great opportunity. Can I talk to you more about it?
Yo, I hate that shit. And yo, I've like, relationships have been changed from people who did that shit to me. Like, I'm like, you're no longer, I don't look at you the same because you tried to do that shit to me. And now I find them fake as as F, you know?
I'm going to keep it 1,000. I'm going to keep it 1,000 because, Frank, you know who I'm talking about right now. I have a cousin of mine. He probably doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, wow.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. He hit me up like 3 years ago. You remember the whole you should be here thing?
Yeah.
The sign like, yo, you should be here.
Yeah, he hit me up.
He's like, yo, come to Pickney. I got to talk to you, bro. I got a great opportunity for you. And I'm like, all right. And then I know that the scheme, you have to sit down and watch the video. Like, you have to sit down and watch a 20-minute video. So I knew right away it was going to be like, you should be. I was like, my man, just fast forward to the end of the video. And I'm like, no. But how often do you with vacation? This is sort of like timeshare, but, you know, vacationing. I'm like, I'm not interested in it, bro. I'm not. Matter of fact, I don't vacation anymore. So I'm not interested. And then I was in. I cut him off. But it was awkward. So shout out.
So was that cousin? Was that cousin Jerry Diaz?
No.
It was my cousin Omar. By the way, scamming. I gotta put this out there. You know, we're talking about labor, and we're talking about like Amazon and how they take advantage of their workers. Quick shout out to Jessica and Fatima for being Instagram live camera women.
They
literally had to hold that phone for an hour and a half straight while their significant others are having fun.
Wow.
But like the real true labor that didn't even get props.
Wait. So hold on. What are you talking about again? Because I don't know if everybody knows.
No, I was working backwards. So yesterday you had that amazing battle of the cartoon theme songs between you and Elmo. But what one thing that I did realize, I'm like, yo, you had somebody physically hold that camera for an hour and a half straight.
That's well,
a joke.
Okay. First of all, I did give her props at the end. And second of all, she had it in like a shoebox thing. So she wasn't literally carrying it, but she was there, you know, monitoring it and keeping it straight. No, and that, I'm saying she did a lot of work. I'm just saying I don't want people to think that I made her hold a phone for like an hour and a half, which is how long that cartoon battle lasted, because we went through 50 songs. But she definitely we couldn't have done it without me and Jerry couldn't have done it without our camera women / soulmates.
I love how the video started, because I was listening to it in post. I couldn't catch it live. But shout out to you guys. It was so entertaining. And it started off something like, babe, we're live. Like, it was so cute. And I was like, oh, Tima's voice kicking it off. It's so darling.
But then she hates her voice. And she's like, oh, my God, I don't want that on there.
I always love, because Jamie has 2 weeks in a row right now. He has the self-awareness. Yo, we only got two people. Let me wait till it gets to 8 or 9.
Yeah, exactly. Because look, I'm good with a loyal 10. I'm good with a loyal 10. You know, people that are, because there's a group of 10 or 12 that are like very, you know, they comment a lot. So they're very interactive, which is great.
Directors Uncut, a.k.a. Director Uncircumcised.
Oh, yeah, he was hitting on it a little bit.
First off, he needs to chill. I was the official judge. Why is he doing some score thing? Like, that's not even official. Like,
he was scoring, and I was down a lot in his score thing. Let me just a couple things, because Mike was judging a couple things that I thought were I didn't agree with. You chose Thundercats versus Ninja Turtles. To me, that should have been a tie. You picked Ninja Turtles. Darkwing Duck. You chose Darkwing Duck over Batman the Animated Series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what happened there.
That was a hot. Can I just say one thing? What's the point then of having a judge if you feel like you're going to score yourself?
He's allowed to question the judge. Why not? Every score
I know, right? Serena Williams questions a judge, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody
she's
else
not, she's not tallying it. She's not saying this is a tie. She just disputes it.
Dark I'm disputing.
On a Lolo was a banger, bro. Come on now, that shit was
not,
a banger.
not over Batman the Animated Series. Anywho,
first off, you should have been deducted points, because the song was like 5 minutes long, bro. You lost people there. Like, you dipped, like 8 people left because it took.
Okay, first of all, if I got a 1 minute 20 minute clip of He-Man, I'm gonna play that shit. I'm not cutting He-Man.
See it. That shit. Was
I'm not cutting
like
He-Man.
A mountain. I don't want to hear that. Come on.
Well, if you don't want to hear that, then you're in the wrong, you're judging the wrong competition. It's a music competition.
Jerry is lucky I didn't get the points.
I know a better judge, by the way.
That's great.
Rachel, you see, next time Rachel's judging.
Here's the thing. Jerry was not prepared himself. The first three songs, I could barely hear it, bro.
I have better audio. You got to give me that. I have better audio. Of course.
You have great audio.
Anyway, I did win. I'm complaining, but I did win by one. It just took longer than I wanted to. I won I won after 25 songs. So I was happy, but it took a while. It took a while to get there.
Jamie, is this a weekly thing you're going to be doing?
I don't know. I want to do a third week, but Jerry was kind of iffy on another one, and I told Mike, hey, you could step in and battle me. Maybe we have Rachel as a judge as well.
I'm fair and impartial, and I love you both the same, so I think I would have been a better judge.
I mean, look, I want to do an 80s movie challenge, so if you want to do that, wow. I'm like, let's do this.
That's perfect for Rachel because she can relive her teenage years.
It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. I'm not going to do that genre, no.
Okay, speaking of terrible, we'll talk about this another time, but speaking of terrible things for Rachel, you have a quick story that you wanted to tell us that happened to you this past week.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I have to shout out our dear friend to the family because he delivered groceries to my parents because a certain fresh food vendor only delivered half of what we ordered. So they excluded a lot of the essentials, the TP, the things to eat, the nourishment, those kind of things. And so he made us a very generous offer of bringing the groceries that we purchased live from our local supermarket here in exchange for something that I thought I needed to share on this podcast. So he asked of us, not me, my partner here, he asked him for a warm bag of urine to give to his ride sharing company for his drug test.
Wow.
I'm picking this up. In exchange, he delivered groceries warm. To
not cold, not cold, not refrigerated. Warm. I want room temperature pee-pee.
He had to keep the heat on in the car to keep the urine warm because he had to cross a bridge to get to this headquarters to deliver the urine. And I thought it was a small token of our appreciation, honestly, because wow. Went to Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, and delivered groceries to my parents, and they really needed it. So shout out to everybody just getting inventive out there. The barter system is live. It's happening in the times of quarantine. I see no issue with it. Doesn't always have to be a monetary exchange. Back in the day, they were trading mules for beans, people.
That's actually a pretty good 420 story. You know what? We actually let's bring in our first Zoom crasher and see what he has to say.
What's up?
Le Black is in the building.
Dímelo, maní.
What's the deal, y'all? How you doing, man? I miss all of y'all, man. For real, man. Like, I need to communicate with other people outside of my house, my wife and my three kids. So I'm mad appreciative right now. So thank you.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Thank goodness, man. You know, shit falling apart all around us, you know what I mean? But we're here, right? We got to hold our heads, stay positive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, you know?
Led, quick thing. So in your household, it's you and four other women?
Yeah, man. And I got a dog, too. So the dog is the only other male. He's the only male in the house, you know what I mean? So when I went to Mexico, they said I'm a chancletero, you know what I mean? So... All women, man. I only make girls for some reason, you know?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Do you have a room to yourself at least? Do you have like a cave of some sort?
A room? I got a recliner. That's all that's mine in this house.
Yo, that's like my pops. That's like the only thing my dad is like, yo, whatever you do, do not sit in my recliner. Okay?
That's the only thing I got I own in this
house. That's it.
I'm in a New York City apartment, right? Like, I'm gonna have a man cave. I have a man couch. That's all I have, man.
The man cave. Oh, man. Yeah, the closet. You got to, like, clean out the closet. You can make that a little cave.
Ain't no space for nothing, man. I'm in sports. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even a Laker fan, but I was rooting for the Lakers this year with the whole Kobe thing and for LeBron. Like,
that's interesting. You're the first Zoom crasher to say you miss sports, but that's like a big deal because it's like it should be baseball season right now, playoffs, close to the playoffs of the NBA, and now there's like nada. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny. Crazy. I don't even watch baseball to like the playoffs, but I always will go to the games because going to the games is dope. You know what I'm saying? You having beer, chilling. You know what I mean? Like that's whack, man. I miss a lot of those things, man, that we used to take for granted.
Led, you have Uptown Collective. You report stuff that happens uptown.
Yeah,
what's been the vibe and the energy right now? You posted a tweet today about Coogan's closing, so there's some local businesses that have been getting affected. What's the pulse right now in Washington Heights?
Yo, there's a lot of like places, you know, because our lives have become much smaller. So you might not go to 207, but my favorite Dominican restaurant in the world is Elena. Lena's like been there like since. Fit like since the 80s, you know what I mean? Like a good late 80s. And I've been calling them every day. I don't even want to order. I just want to see if they're there, you know what I mean? They're not picking up. So a lot of these places is gone, man. If you just walk through St. Nick, man, it's a different neighborhood altogether, man. You know, and it's bug, right? Because, you know, the Uptown Collective, I always say, is the voice of Uptown Line. We've been around 10 years. Like, this was our 10-year, like, anniversary. But I felt funny, like, talking about it because it's like that we're in a pandemic, you know what I'm saying? But I realize now how important it is what we do. Like, you know, we need to, this is amazing. This is like, what we're going through is historical. And for Washington Heights, like we're worse in Manhattan with COVID cases than anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we're front lines, you know what I mean? Like my, a close family, you know, member died on Friday. She was one of 540 people that died that day. Like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? And this is real. Like, this is no joke. And you know, so you see the fear in people's eyes, you know, people, you know, especially for us in Washington Heights, you know, I grew up in that household where it's a multi-generational household, right? You know, you're living with the grandma, la tía, la San Domingo. You know, you're living with all these different generations. So when it hits us, it hits hard. Like my wife has a coworker. She lost her mom, her grandmother, and another close relative within 3 weeks. And she ended up getting it. She gave it to her daughter. Her brother came from Florida, you know, and he took for the funeral and he got it. You know what I'm saying? Thankfully, they survived. But they lost three members, man, within the span of 3 weeks. So, you know, but I think, you know, we're Dominicans, we're survivors, we're New Yorkers, you know what I'm saying? We're going to survive this. But, you know, we got to make a better world when we come out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it can't be what this was, right? The reason this is happening is because of inequality, right? Like, it's just too much poor people and too much rich, and the rich want it all, and it's about the rich and the wealthy, and that got to change. So we can use the pandemic as a portal, right? Because, you know, everyone wants to go back to normal. I want things to go back to normal, but for a lot of people in the society, normal really, you know, the status quo wasn't making it, right? And we can hope for a better world, and, you know, I think we got to fight for it. We can't allow the rich and the wealthy for it to be for them, right? Our lives matter too, you know what I'm saying? And I think that we need to take it back so it works for everybody. If you go to, like, if you look at Western Europe, you know what I mean? They got Canada. Fuck Western Europe. Canada. They're getting $2,000 a month up to $8,000. You know, like, they want to keep those people going because the regular person matters. But in this country, unfortunately, it's all about the wealthy and powerful. So when we come back, we got to make a better world, man. That's what I feel. Spread love in the Uptown way.
Canada's always the first place that people are like, yo, I'm going to move to Canada. This shit. Like, when Trump got elected, everybody was like, I'm moving to Canada, yo. I'm not going to deal with this shit.
Yo, as soon as I saw the dispensaries, I was like, I'm moving to Canada. When we went out to Toronto, these dispensaries are amazing. I'm moving here.
Yo, listen.
So now I was like, I want to make stimulus. I'm moving to Canada.
If he wins again, you know, Toronto's looking really good.
My twin will let you stay at his house. So
yeah,
yeah. But then if you know, but then it's also like, yo, I mean, is he has the guy who would win over him is might as well be the guy from Weekend at Bernie's and shit. He's like 90 years old and shit. And don't get me wrong, I would vote for him, anyone over Trump. But it's also like, really, this is the only guy we could get.
Yo, for real. And you know, it's funny that the person that I didn't really like before is the person that I love now is Cuomo. Cuomo stepped up to the leadership, you know what I mean? Like, not that he doesn't have flaws, we all do, but he's been a leader throughout this. And, you know, you go to him for facts. He got facts. Whoever does his PowerPoint presentation is killing
it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's killing it every time, man. The visual. He's giving you facts. He's acting like a human being, unlike Trump just, you know, just talking insane shit every day. You know, and that's the thing. Leadership matters now. I think people know that now.
You know, Led, yeah. I totally agree with you. And a man that is comfortable enough to pierce his nipples has my vote.
Has it been confirmed? Because he wears now the jackets. I think he's trying to debunk the myth. He's not going out there with no shirts no more. He's covering up.
I have sources.
How you think this whole corona thing is going to affect Upper Manhattan in the Bronx, man? I know a lot of, I've been hearing a lot of the victims have been African-Americans and Dominicans. What do you think is going to, how's it going to look going forward?
Yo, we're the working class, man. You know what I'm saying? We're someone said that, you know, you use the term essential because using something dispensable would be too harsh, some shit like that. You know, like, this is where it is. It's the people that do the actual heavy lifting of society, right? They're the ones that, you know, and it's not just African. You know, if you look at Mexicans, they're the ones that are growing the food, right? Like, they're the ones working in the meat factories. Like, Smithfield had a huge outbreak, you know, in the Midwest somewhere, right? Because these are the people that grow the food, that pick the food, that cook the food, that deliver the food to, you know, every part of our society. We really should be cherishing immigrants, right? We should really be like, yo, immigrants keep this country running. It's always been immigrants. But under Trump, things have changed. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've proved if we really take it seriously, we know what keeps the society moving. This is ours. And we got to act like it's ours.
That's a great segue, because right now, I don't know, I think we're inspired, and I think that means that we should have another Zoom crasher!
Great segue.
And right now, I know because I see the waiting room, but you guys, you know who's this next Zoom crasher?
Who is it?
We'll find out, and it is, Razor Ramon, welcome. You are like the second Zoom crasher of the night.
Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, man. What's good, guys?
Well, usually we ask, like, what have people been doing during this time? So, I mean, how have you been dealing with it?
I've been one of the very, very fortunate people to still have a job, and I'm still, like, getting
paid. Amen.
Yeah, I'm very privileged with that, and that's, I don't take that for granted at all. So, I literally call in and have a meeting, and we got to keep the network up and going. So, you know, that's a blessing. But honestly, I do definitely, I have a lot more time on my hands, which is really just, you know, I know, Andrew Santiago was a little bit anti, I'm not doing shit. I'm staying alive. Me personally, I'm like really just trying to set the groundwork for when I am able to go out and shoot something again, which is hopefully at least sometime this year. Honestly, like I said, so I'm just working on what's something that I can do that when I'm back and, you know, when I'm able to step back into the world that I can execute. Really, that's what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking life is short. This may come. This is something that can happen again. So,
fact.
Now that we know that time is precious, What is it that I can do and I can get in while I'm still here? You know what I'm saying? And while I still can. So that's how I see it. I see this as a real big wake-up call for all of us to just don't take our dreams for granted, seriously.
When was the last time you didn't wear sweats? Like, did you put on like a thought process? Did you put on like a regular pair of pants?
Buddy, I've been wearing sweats. Like, I can't remember. I'm afraid to put my jeans on. I don't know what.
I don't know the day anymore. Like, I don't even know what day is what. Like, it's all like a day. It's just a day.
Yeah. It's just a long fucking day. That's it.
I wake up and go to sleep.
That's it. You know.
I was saying it's so fitting that we were talking about Cuomo. There was a meme that was going around on Saturday, and the meme just said, it's Saturday. And I was like, you know what? That's so reflective. It's true. It is Saturday.
It's true.
People don't even know the days anymore.
All right, guys. Let's go to a little commercial break, huh?
Hey, America. Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
Two people coming in.
What's
up, y'all?
What up, Black Rose?
What up, Chewy Martinez? Yeah. Thank you for joining in.
It's a lot of fucking people
officially.
In here.
Yeah, we bitty bunch. We bitty bunching now.
Yo, I love it. I love it. I love it. How you guys doing, man?
We're good. Taking one day at a time. How about you? How's it over there in the West Coast, man?
It's sunny, bro. We good. it's sunny. It's warm. It was like 80 degrees today. We were good, man. It's nice. LA is spread apart, so it's like social distancing is what we do. So you're over there, I'm over here. So like in New York and Manhattan especially, y'all are close.
I saw a video over the weekend.
Y'all love each other.
Yeah, I saw a video over the week of comparing quarantine from L.A. and New York. And the end of the video, somebody from L.A. was like, wait a minute. Are we being quarantined? I forgot.
There's nothing. Yes, wow. I saw that same video. Brother was outside doing yoga. And the brother in New York was putting all his stuff on just to go to the grocery store and to get on the train. And then homeboy's in his pool doing the backstroke. And he goes back to New York and he's on the subway touching all the bars. It was horrible. It was hilarious.
Now, are you shopping? Are you doing the grocery shopping? Like, do you see any irresponsible social distancing, you know, when you go to Whole Foods or something?
The only thing, I've been in quarantine for almost 40 days. And the only thing we've done is go outside to walk the dog, and that's it. We've gotten all our groceries delivered to us. Anything we needed, it's been delivered to us. So we've just been hanging. And I have everything here, man. I got Wi-Fi. I got my video games. I got my lady. I got my dog. We have everything here. So it's like we're good. We're blessed, man.
Here, Washington Heights is like Hunger Games going to the supermarket.
Is it?
I swear to God.
Everybody's like,
Hunger Games.
Everybody's like, I'm tribute.
I have to be the tribute. I'm not going to let my mom, she's 79, go outside. Yeah. So it's me.
Yeah,
no, that's the thing. Yeah,
all my family in Queens went to Jersey to go be with my sister. So everybody's in Jersey right now. Smart move. Yeah. Everybody left.
You guys, this is an audible medium, so I just want to quickly just say who entered the Zoom crasher room.
Oh,
was Martinez from LA. Happy 420, people. Welcome.
Chewy, I peeped you on 20s the other day because I worked on the campaign. So I'm like, oh, this dude made a little cameo on 20s.
Yeah, man. That was a lot of fun. My girl, shout out to my girl Lena Waith, man. Lena Waith was just like, hey, you're going to be on the show. I'm like, oh, okay, what am I doing? She goes, you'll be a security guard. I'm like, let's go. Let's do it. It was so funny because they were like trying to figure it out and they were having a meeting at BET. And somebody said Chewy Martinez, and Lena was like, yes, Chewy Martinez. And they called me up, and they like, you're going to be the security guard. I'm like, cool, let's do it.
Did you research security guards? Like, were you in the department store just, like, trying to see how they, like, handled the flashlight?
Well, he was trying to pick up a stunt in it.
I was, man. It was horrible. That's hilarious. I was. You have to go watch it. It's hilarious. Straight up. I was trying to pick her up. I was like, what's up? What's up? I like you. She was like, I don't like you, bro.
Rose, first question for you. How's 420 treating you today?
It's been good. You know, I woke up and baked. Wakey, wakey, bakey, bakey. Had my coffee.
Did you do yoga on Instagram?
Did a little more spring cleaning because I am turning my son's room into my recording room/gym.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
And then quick store run, you know, Hunger Games, had to cover up. My mother made habichuela con dulce.
Wow.
So I can't complain. I'm over here with you guys, with my eyes low.
You're doing it right. You're doing quarantine right.
My question
to you. For you guys, meeting.
It's so pretty. Oh, my God.
My Rosa, I don't know.
You know, I went to the 99 cent store. And I was like, you never know, you need them one day. And look, I needed it.
So for you that creates content on Instagram and on social media, what's the game plan like? Are you trying to do like more stuff like remotely? Are you plotting right now? Like, what's the process right now, Ben?
I feel that in the future, it's going to be a lot of people just filming at their homes. And yeah, doing that type of work. And I've just been trying to stay up in my game. And it's just me and my mom now, which brings even more, like what I've noticed is people like that a lot more. It's like way more organic. It's me and my mom, random things, like natural things of what we're going through and trying to just make the best of it. And, you know, I thought it was like thinking of my game plan, make sure I still do my yoga. And eventually, just be able to record from home. I'm preparing my room.
Yo, Black Rose, your content with your mom is fucking hilarious. Yo, you slapped your mother in the theta. That was hilarious.
Yo, I need to see that. I need to see that right now.
Yo, TikTok has been the funniest thing. Like, she sends it. They have a group chat.
Yeah,
family has a group chat. I'm not even in it, but the whole family is, and they send it to them. And they're all dying and laughing, and they're older, so they think that, like, the sound is really her tetas. Not knowing that it's like a sound from TikTok, and me, the fact that I do it without her knowing what's gonna happen, and I just get her natural reaction.
That's hilarious.
She'd be ready. Right, check it out. She'd be down with it. Like, my mom is down with it. She'd be ready.
So guys, the question we've been ending these Zoom crashes on, and I'm gonna start with Chewy, and then Black Rose, you can answer after. What's the first thing you're gonna do after this quarantine is over? Like, what's the first thing you want to do?
See my barber, bro. See my barber. I miss that. So, I mean, bro, I never quite understood how I always knew my barber was on point. He's amazing. He's a beast. But I respect barber so much more now.
Facts.
You have no idea. Like, brother, I attempted to do a lineup. No, man. No.
Yo, those YouTube videos don't work.
You better tip him well.
Bro, I'm going to tip him even more now. Like, bro, I'm about to go see Don, bro. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm going to hug him. And I'm going to sit in that chair. And you have no idea, bro. I'm gonna hold his hand and cry, bro.
Black Rose, what are you gonna do? What's the first thing you're gonna do once the quarantine is over?
Once the quarantine is over, I'm gonna let that first batch of people go out. Let them figure out what's happening.
Yo, yes.
And I'm gonna continue to save. I honestly don't see myself rushing back to that lifestyle that
I
had of being on that grind and having to be everywhere and metiendo lo lao and tatiendo lo muñequito. And I was just like, I've been doing good being at home and just working on my craft here and thinking of better ways business-wise to start pursuing that still feels good to me. You know, I'm not trying to rush out to the parties and go smoke hookah. I don't know. Maybe it's my age. I'm just getting to that point that all that noise is not necessary. Just focus on my projects.
Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Everybody, it's time for the Fuchila Fresheners sponsored Que Lo Que segment, sponsored by Fuchila Fresheners. Go to Fuchila Fresheners.com and use code LOL20 today. All right, so Que Lo Que.
Hit me up, man, at Chewy Martinez, Chuey Martinez for everything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Snapchat, TikTok. Yeah, I'm on TikTok. I ain't using that shit, but I'm on it. hit me up on that and watch me on Dish Nation on all your Fox affiliates. Monday through Friday, I'm on that show. And season 2 of Chewy Martinez Show coming soon. We had to stop production, but that's coming back.
Binge watch season 1, El Rey. Yeah.
Yes, yes. It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes, Apple TV. Go watch that. I get a check every time you watch an episode. And Fuse TV. Shout out to my boy Lee. We're doing a bunch of stuff there too. And catch me on 20s a little bit, maybe some 20s next season. So yeah,
nice.
We'll see.
All right, Black Rose, let them know, son. Que lo que? Where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram. I am Black Rose NYC, like how you actually spell it. I am Black Rose NYC, and I am on TikTok. Same thing. Twitter, I am Black Rose, and stay tuned. We are. When outside opens back up, I'm working with Hilarious and just doing more stand up out there and just, you know, working on my craft.
Nice. Ramon.
Pesante.
Oh, yeah. So about 3 weeks ago, I released my short film starring Mark Rain, Subpoena. It's on YouTube right now. So if
you're nice. Mark, yo, that's
thank
dope.
You. Thank you. Yeah, that's Subpoena. Dope. Thank you. So if you go on Instagram, YouTube and look up spell subpoena. If you don't know how to spell subpoena, then you got bigger problems. Okay. But Subpoena, and then on the channels, Colorful Nerds. And on my IG, Ramon_Pesante for just rants on IG stories.
From Michael Lopez, CorrienteLatina.com. Go check out the website. I know once the theaters start opening up, you'll be able to get opportunities to go see free screenings. And for me, check out Juan Barro on all the platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Next.
What up, my que lo que is just follow me on Instagram, JFerns, and on Twitter, J_Ferns. And I'm still just trapped at home. All right, bye.
For me, follow me at Rachel La Loca. There's always an Instagram live popping off. And of course, big love to the homies at Hierro.com. That's LLERO.com. The lifestyle and news platform for Latino men. This week, Hierro is telling us about the hottest Latino prospects the NFL has on its radar. So visit Hierro.com to get familiar with these future gridiron stars. And because we love our fans so much and we want to help you guys get through this quarantine, here's a snippet of next week's interview with financial specialist and friend Ariel Ferreira.
If you don't start taking out money from your 401k before you're 72 years and a half, the government goes in, no questions asked. They don't even ask for your signature, or they don't even follow you on IG or anything, but they take 50% of your money. They tax 50%. Wow. And this is all stuff you can look up on the IRS website. I'm not making this up. This is like real deal Holyfield, right, as they would say.
I want to thank everybody for listening out there. We're in it together. Best believe that, please. Somos juntos. Somos familia. Thank you so much for tuning in, and to all the LOL Zoom crashers. Thank you so much for your support and for keeping us in positive spirits. So until next week, on that note, we out.
Oye, mijo, ¿qué show es ese que están escuchando?
Tremenda vaina.
Hola amigos y bienvenidos a Tremenda Vaina, el show donde escuchas cuatro historias que desafían la realidad. De las cuatro, solamente una es mentira. ¿Cuál será? Nos puedes encontrar en tu plataforma favorita. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Suscríbete hoy. Y esto es Tremenda Vaina.
¡Tremenda Vaina!